This is Confident Leadership Bundle, 2-in-1 Bundle, Inspirational Leader and Dare to Lead, written by C.L. Baird and Jade Frederick, read by Marcus Malenga. This is Inspirational Leader, the ultimate guide on how to be an exceptional leader. Learn the different effective ways you can truly inspire your team and watch extraordinary things happen. Written by C.L. Baird. Read by Marcus Malenga. Introduction. Most of us will never have seen ourselves as being leaders. For the majority of us, the thought of taking charge of an office will not so long ago have seemed completely absurd. That's a job for high flyers, for people, for born leaders. But despite any initial apprehension, leadership roles are something that many of us will have thrust upon us against any protestations. In the vast majority of industries, progress and a hike in salary means taking on more responsibility. And that responsibility will very often take the form of some kind of leadership role. You can only progress so far before you start having staff under you, and the further you then climb the ladder, the more people will start looking to you for direction, and the more people we'll be responsible for. That then leaves two choices. Shy away from the pressure and the responsibility and live on the modest salary that comes from that, or learn to suck it up and take charge. And guess what? When you do accept that mantle and become the leader that you can be, you'll find that it's one of the best experiences imaginable for your personal growth and development. You'll become more confident, more able, and more authoritative, and it can completely transform the way you see yourself. So now, the big question, can you learn leadership? Are some people simply destined to be good leaders, while others will forever be disrespected and awkward in their role? Well, while some people are born with it, as Maybelline would have us believe, it certainly is possible to learn the skills needed for leadership if you don't already have them. And as it happens, that's exactly what this audiobook is about to do for you. So read on and prepare to learn the ins and outs of leadership and what it takes to inspire a team and get the very most out of them. What you will learn. What makes a great leader? Should you be feared or liked? How to become instantly more charismatic. How to use ancient techniques like transformismo to control your team. How to understand the differences of your team and get them to work for you. How to handle a crisis. How to cultivate inspiration. How to give your staff motivation. How to create new teams, and more. And once you've honed these skills, you'll find that they become powerful not only in the office and the boardroom, but also in all other walks of life. Prepare to become a more inspiring friend and a more effective parent. Chapter 1. What makes a great leader? Perhaps the best place to start is by asking, what makes a great leader? What is the end goal here? What are you aspiring to? When we think of great leaders, you will often think of inspiring superhero types. People with heroic, puffed-out chests, powerful voices, and a cool air of confidence. They always know the right thing to do, and they have the uncanny ability to reel off motivational and inspirational speeches at the drop of a hat. No one ever defies these great leaders because they don't want to. The leaders are just so wise that they have no need. But if anyone ever did cross them, they would immediately be put to rights with a stern but fair judgment and unquestionable authority. These are the leaders that make us feel safe, that steer our ships through uncharted waters, and that make us feel like we can do anything as a team. These are the heroes taken straight out of the Saturday morning cartoons you probably watched as a child, which, by the way, are based very much on our father and mother archetypes. But, for the most part, this is not the reality of what makes a good leader. So what does make a good leader? What is the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?